Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about projects the Marion County Roads Department has been working on this summer.
The county is having some issues with bridges. I guess sediment is being deposited near them and they're sinking to roadbed height. Could you just unpack that for us a little bit?
Yeah, it's not really a new issue, but it's becoming more common, the sedimentation around bridges that are below the Lake Red Rock flood easement. We have approximately 20 roads and bridges that are within that easement that flood as Lake Red Rock comes up. These roads and bridges go underwater, and a few of those have had sedimentation issues that aren't allowing local drainage, local water to pass beneath the bridge. It's now going over the road or over the bridge. So what we're faced with are more frequent flooding at these locations that cause safety issues. We do have signs in place to warn the public because of the sedimentation and the water going over the road from both lake level and river flooding, but also the local flooding from the local tributary stream. It's very unpredictable, and our staff has to spend a lot of time just constantly monitoring these locations. So we brought the issue to the Board of Supervisors, kind of see how they'd like to proceed. I proposed some options, a low water crossing type scenario with adequate signage as a low water crossing, basically putting some of the liability on the driver to say, do not enter when flooded, versus us going up and just flipping down a sign that says road closed. Other options just consisted of closing the road, either closing the road or vacating it and disposing of any right-of-way that the county may have along that corridor.
And what have the supervisors decided to do at this point?
At this point, they've asked us on one particular road, Beardsley, between 35th and 40th, to pursue vacating the bridge and some of the right-of-way immediately adjacent to the bridge. What exactly that will entail, we'll have to do some research, get with property owners, and in this particular case, work with Army Corps of Engineers and the USGS.
Are there some of these bridges affected by this that are on heavily traveled roads that might have some significant effects on just people moving about the county?
Not particularly. Like I said, we think we have 20-some 18 that are signed, and the ones that are signed, the local public has a pretty good idea when and where those are going to go underwater. None of them are really on high volume roads, because when the lake was built, other roads at higher elevations were constructed to handle the general traffic flow in a certain vicinity. So those are our higher traveled roads. So locally, yes, farmers and people who live in the immediate area use them frequently, but they know typically when they go underwater. So high volume gravel roads really aren't in any risk.
And then transitioning here, been testing out a new way of doing things, switching over to 4 10-hour days for one of your, I think, bridge and pavement crew. And just give us an update on how that's going.
Yeah, we've been tracking on a weekly basis what efficiency gains we have from switching to the 4 10-hour day work week. And I don't have any numbers today, but about 2 weeks ago, we gave an update to the Board of Supervisors, and we were 5 weeks into the 4-day work week trial. We knew there would be gains, and for every 5 weeks, we knew there would be approximately a day or 1.2 days of gains just from not having to mobilize crews in the morning and the afternoon to and from a job site. So every Friday, we wouldn't have any mobilization costs because we wouldn't be at work. But we also knew there would be other gains, but we weren't able to quantify those ahead of time. Tracking those based on our knowledge and history and experience of doing the types of work that this bridge and pavement crew does, we've been able to track those efficiency gains. So when we go out and set up a lane closure to do patching, we were in the past able to do about one patch, maybe 1.5 patches if we were lucky. Now we're able to easily get 3 patches, and in some cases we're, with the longer day, we're setting up pilot car type situations and getting 4 or 5 patches done. And we're really excited about that, because if you think about one patch in every traffic control setup, and now we're able to get at least 3, You know, there's a lot of efficiency gains there. So to kind of summarize, we've gained about 7 days worth of work with the same crew. Same crew, same number of hours worked as we would have last year, but we believe we've had 7 days of efficiency gains in the first 5 weeks. Over the course of our 15 to 17 week trial, we hope that trend continues and we see about 3 weeks of gain when we're all said and done for the summer. And I would deem that a success.
Thanks again to Tyler Christian. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLN.com.